hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM shortwave talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report, and if this is Tuesday and it's the 15th of January, then it must mean I've got Bob Chapman on the line with me, as we always do on Tuesdays, and we appreciate his insight very, very much. 800-313-9443, we'll go back to your phone calls here. Bob, in your newsletter this week, you wrote that the Fed created $5 trillion of newly generated credit in a $14 trillion economy last year. Now, this continued injection of money and credit, if it was halted, the economy would shrink by one-third, as if it's not shrinking fast enough as it is. Credit expanded 12% in 2007. Commercial and industrial loans grew 21%. The only conclusion you write to such...
profligacy.
Thank you. I can't say that word, at least not without practice. In an inflationary depression, as a result, the dollar fell 12% against the euro, 15% versus the Canadian dollar, 10% versus the Swiss franc, 8% against the pound, and 7% versus the yen. Import prices, as a result, rose almost 11.5%, and the PPI was up 7.2%. The official inflation, and this is rising a little bit in their officialdom, they're saying it's 4.3%, but our numbers show 11.6%. And here's the question, is how low will the dollar fall in 2008? How low can the dollar go in 2008, looking what Ben Helicopter Ben is doing and all the wranglings and the financials out there?
Well, I think we can expect another 1% lower interest rates between now and June. It may come rather quickly. And you're going to see a continuation of the creation of money and credit over 15%. It may get even over 20. And so both those things are going to hurt the dollar, and they're also going to make gold and silver go up. And they're going to be good for commodities as well. And so I think the dollar, I don't have the dollar closed today, but it was 75-something.
It was 79.29 or 79.30, something like that.
You mean 75?
Yes, I'm sorry, 75.
Yeah. And I think that, was that up or down? It was down earlier.
It was up. The Dow Jones, all the, everything else dropped, and that was the only thing that showed a positive side.
Well, you know, how they engineered this thing today was via, as I spoke of before, was via the yen, carry trade. And in doing what they did, they sacrificed the market to keep gold and silver from going any higher. And they paid a heck of a price. You know, the market was off 277. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't really reflect what the S&P 500 was off, the equivalent of 378 Dow points, and the NASDAQ was off 364.
The United States dollar, they've got it pegged 75.80, and that's up 0.17. Everything else is absolutely down. Dow Jones 277, TSX 381.50, and the NYSE is 267.17. We'll take the break, take your calls right after this.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
By the way, new turnabout here in the Middle East. Of course, we know that Georgie Porgy, or King George II, is over there with the Saudis, trying to do deals, trying to make himself look presidential, of which, short of a complete makeover, and I mean mind, body, and spirit, that's not going to be possible, but he's over there dealing arms to the Saudis in the hopes that they'll up their production. And Bob, excuse me, the official version of 9/11, September 11, 2001, wasn't it 19 Saudi hijackers?
That's correct.
Yeah, so we're over there.
Supposedly.
Yeah, so we're over there dealing arms to the people that supposedly did us harm. Okay. Well, there's another situation that this is extremely bad. The wire services, and I got this off of veteransforcommonsense.org, they put out a press release 5 days ago stating that U.S. President George W. Bush promised Israel's opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu that the United States will join the Jewish state in a nuclear strike against Iran, and that was reported on Israeli radio. Former Prime Minister Netanyahu, opposition Likud Party's hardline chairman, who opposes the U.S.-backed Annapolis peace process, and that has to do with the Palestinians, which, by the way, if you're paying attention to the news, the Israelis just butchered a bunch of them in the Gaza Strip. reiterated to President Bush his stance that a preemptive nuclear strike against Iran's nuclear installations was the only way to stop the Islamic nation's nuclear weapons ambition. And Netanyahu told Israeli radio, and I quote, "I told him my position, and Mr. Bush agreed." By the way, they met in the King David Hotel in Jerusalem. And Netanyahu also told Bush, "Jerusalem belongs to the Jewish people and remain under Israeli sovereignty for eternity." We've talked about the nuclear card being played. This is just not saber-rattling. We have also tied Israeli nuclear defense, and if they can use that, defending against what? Countries over there that don't have any nuclear weapons. But we have now tied our nuclear arsenal to Israel's nuclear arsenal, and we are now nuclear partners joined at the hip.
It's a national disgrace. We shouldn't be tied in with anybody, much less, say, a country which is inhabited by a very small group of people and which is unrepresentative of Jewish people throughout the world. And I know a lot of my subscribers are very unhappy about it, who are Jewish. And, you know, they fail to bring up the point that in the late 1950s, Israel acquired nuclear weapons illegally, and it was one of the things that John Kennedy wanted to change. He wanted them to disarm their nuclear devices and be inspected, and they were very, very disturbed with him because he wanted to do that. But you're right. Who else in the Middle East has nuclear weapons? Nobody that I know of.
Well, and Ahmadinejad in Iran says, wait a minute, we're not in violation of any treaties here. He points to the fact that France generates 80% of its electricity by way of nuclear power. He further states,
so why shouldn't we?
Exactly. And
yeah, I agree with that. And any country should be able to. It's just an excuse to go murder people.
Well, it's
an excuse of expansionism for Israel as well.
And
it's wrong.
In your newsletter, you put that we supposedly brought democracy to Iraq. You know, it started out that we've got to get rid of one of the most heinous people on the face of the earth, Saddam Hussein, which we had the opportunity to do at the winding down of Gulf War I, Part 1. We had an opportunity to do that, but the deck shuffling and the stacking of the deck was not quite done. We had to have another go-around here. And, folks, I want you to understand something here. Out of a nation of roughly 22 million people, 2.3 million people have been displaced internally, and another 1.3 have been killed. Now, what a wonderful accomplishment for a president that conveniently shifted this from, we've got to get Saddam Hussein to bring Iraq democracy, to his eternal war on terrorism that's going to last more than 100 years. I mean, Bob, let me get your take here on why any of the gutless wonders in Washington, D.C. will not stand up to this man. Is it simply because they are just as compromised as he is? What is going on in Washington that will allow, the only thing this guy is missing is the mustache under the nose. Why are they still allowing this guy to do whatever the hell he wants to do up there?
Well, they're either bought off, compromised, or terrorized. Terrorized being they're afraid to speak out because they're afraid they'll be terminated. And that is the atmosphere in Washington. We're playing with people who are just totally mentally out of it. And, you know, years ago, I almost got caught up in that. And thank goodness I didn't. Porter Goss did, but I didn't. And I noticed also that Jose Rodriguez is being called up to testify before the Senate. And I think it's going to be very, this is in regard to the destruction of the CIA torture tapes. And if you remember, Jose Rodriguez was the Cuban exile who worked as an employee, a contract employee at first, with the Central Intelligence Agency. And he, for all intents and purposes, from Guatemala, ran the Iran-Contra program down there. And you don't see anything written about that. And how I know about it, I spent a lot of time down there when all that stuff was going on, and I know him. And so these are the kind of people who have been, for the last 25 years, inhabiting and making policy in Washington. I mean, these people have got screws loose. I mean, they'll do anything. And so you say to yourself, what can you expect from them next? Anything. In fact, I think that George Bush is out of control, and he's out of control of his own handlers, so to speak. And I think they're very, very upset about it, and they're hoping they can just make it through to the next election without him going off and blowing Iran up, because they don't want it blown up.
Well, and I think Vladimir Putin has made his position clear on that, as well as the Chinese. Bob, I look at this situation, and I talked about you possibly, and I'd spoken to Ron Paul about this, if he does get the presidency, that that you'd be a part of his cabinet, which would be about the only way that you'd get a ticket back into this country. There is many people that hate you because of what you say, and you're putting out the truth, estimating the M3 supply, and many other things. You're the one of few people that are actually telling the truth, and the one thing that scares the bejeebers out of them is you've got heads of state that read your newsletter to find out what's really going on so they can strategize for their own economies around the world. You have well over 100,000 people to read this newsletter, and God knows where the copies of these goes. There's more than 100,000 readers to your newsletter. And I talked to you prior to the program today, and I'd spoken to Mr. Paul. I only had 30 minutes Sunday afternoon to speak with him, and one of the things that I wanted to talk to him about is who's advising him on his campaign. But let's go past that for the sake of argument, that he does get elected president. The question has been asked, you know, who is he going to have in his cabinet? And my simple response to that is the best damn people we can put our hands on. And your name came up, and it's been submitted for the cabinet of Mr. Ron Paul if he becomes president in this country. And when we get back out of this break, I couldn't resist this, Bob. It was the title song off of the Bourne Ultimatum. And I'm going to play a clip of that when we get back out of the break. And when I heard this, I thought of many good Americans that can no longer be in this country. They're too dangerous to the powers that be, and their only weapon has been the truth. And folks, in this country, and I want you to think about this, in this country, time was that the scallywags had to stay in the dark and in the shadows and scurry out from under their rocks to do their dirty deeds, quickly to return because they would be discovered. The environment in this country today is the people that want to see this republic continue, that understand what real economies are built on, the people that are out there telling the truth. The roles have been reversed. It is the truth tellers that now that have to scurry into the shadows for safety to live another day. Bob, this vexes my spirit to no end, because I see the ramifications of this when the people with the truth on their tongues, rather than listening to these split-tongue liars, that the people that are for this country, that understand the dynamics and the beauty of this ideology, are forced, like yourself, to live outside this country, because it is true, and we're not hyping this, folks, and I take no pleasure in saying this. If Mr. Robert Chapman was inside this country, probably within 24 hours, he'd be laying on a slab somewhere. Is that an overstatement, Bob?
It's very possible. At best, I'd be picked up under the Patriot Act and shoved in some sort of a detention center, never to be seen again.
All right, we'll take this break, and my dedication to you in a little clip when we get back out of this break. Don, Jim, Bob, and others, we'll get to all of your calls, I promise you, right after this break. Stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Extreme sounds have told me they held me down every night. I didn't have much to say. I didn't give up the light. I closed my eyes and closed myself and closed my world and never opened up to anything that could get me at all. I had to close down everything. I had to close down my mind. Too many things could cut me. Too much could make me blind. I've seen so much in so many places, so many heartaches, so many faces, so many dirty things you couldn't even believe.
I had to play that for you. Do I still have Mr. Chapman?
What's that?
I said, did you hear that, Bob?
Yes, I did.
I heard that, and there was only one person that came to mind immediately, and that was you. Because you literally had to shut down everything in this country. You had to pick up everything that you had. You had to get out because they wanted your hide nailed against the proverbial shed.
And they wanted more so now.
Well, and I wasn't joking about this, about the only way that you're going to be able to walk free in this country again if somebody like Ron Paul does get into the presidency. Because I talked to you before the program today, and, you know, I'd made the statement. I said, you know, there's probably one other person in this country that has ruffled more feathers and have made more enemies, and that's Mr. Paul himself. And you thought about that for a minute, and you said, you know what, you're probably right. Let's go to the phones here. Don in Oregon. Hello, Don. Do we have Don? Hey, I got four hands and two heads and four eyeballs. Can I have my caller, please?
Thank you for my second call of the day. I really appreciate it. This is the only day I've been able to call in about a month and a half.
Okay.
So I really appreciate this. I was hoping the entire menagerie would be there, John, but I guess I'm blessed with at least half of the menagerie and the gorilla.
All right.
I've been wondering what the situation with CDs would be right now in the upper, if someone were to have, for example, the upper six digits. Mr. Chapman, what would you advise?
Well, I think the hardcore of your investment portfolio should be in gold and silver related assets, and you know, you might even be long a few gold oil stocks, which I recommend. Other than that, no. And so with the CDs are promissory notes issued by banks usually, and if the bank were to go under, then you would wait in line like other depositors. You wouldn't have a first position like a bondholder would. You would be in the same category as a stockholder. The stockholders, promissory notes, commercial vendor bills, depositors, they all come last. And so how do you avoid that? Well, people have avoided that by purchasing either corporate bonds, which I don't like in this case because of what's going on, or U.S. Treasuries, and I don't like being in dollar-denominated assets at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell people to do is to, if they must be, in a liquid form rather than just in gold and silver-related assets, I recommend Swiss franc government bonds. They're issued by the Swiss government, and they're issued in Swiss francs, and they only yield about 1.8%, but that's not the intention of purchasing them. The intention is to keep what you have together.
Right.
And I think that the Swiss franc will do best as far as currencies go against the dollar if you have to be there.
Well, you've confirmed... You've given me rock solid confirmation of what I already believed was the way to go. And I thank you very much.
Don, by the way, very quickly, we only got two minutes here. If you could explain to the listeners the book that you found in the last paragraph that you had on that book.
Well, the book was a book that I found at a home in a garage sale in Portland. At first, I didn't realize, but it was a home of some very established Jews in Portland that the parents had died.
Mm-hmm.
And the book is the Jewish Publication Society of America. It's The History of the Jews by Solomon Grayzel, Grayzel.
Okay, get to the paragraph.
And that last paragraph, I did only read half of the paragraph, but it
quickly,
was
we were running out of time.
Today, the foundation of a new world order are being laid. We are moving toward an age which holds the promise of one world enjoying abundance and peace, justice and happiness. But much remains to be suffered before mankind achieves these goals.
The utopian goal of world government. I am just absolutely astounded. By the way, that book was, 1947?
It was copyrighted in 1947 and published four times up till 1952.
And what are we seeing here today, ladies and gentlemen? People desperately trying to hang on to the idea that global empire, The reason why some stocks are selling as well as they are, or at least they're still up somewhat on Wall Street, is because now they're tied into that global matrix. The markets in foreign countries are better than they are here, but it's all being run by the very same group of people that want their new world order. Thank you, Don. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business, and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Folks, we are back here. Bob, I'm compelled to do this. I have been edgy for the last couple of days, and we have played this on the air before. It's Visitor from the Past by Thalen Pawk. And about 12 years ago, we got a tape that was done by a Arizona Highway Patrolman that did the voiceover on this poem. And I'm standing here today, and I'm reading this, and I am just compelled to do this on air. And it's called A Visitor from the Past, and it goes like this, folks. I had a dream the other night I didn't understand. A figure walked through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote a constitution as a shield from tyranny. for future generations this legacy we gave, in this the land of the free and the home of the brave. The freedom we secured for you we'd hope you'd always keep, but tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave, in this the land of the free and the home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun, permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On the land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice in choosing how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate. Your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press. You pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver or of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number, and you've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they can padlock churches and steal the family farm and keep our country deep in debt, put men of God in jail, harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public service don't uphold the solemn oath they've sworn. Your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders ship artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter, fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedom for which we have fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? Are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? People of the Republic, arise and take the stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and God-given right, and pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he had vanished in the midst from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free. We have ourselves to blame. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you're asleep and wonders what remains of our rights he fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave, "Is this still the land of the free and the home of the brave?" Don in Ohio, you're up. Hello, Don.
Yeah, I bet there's times when you enjoy saying Don, Jim, Bob as the next people up. But, I mean, they're different names other times. But anyways, the reason why I called was tonight on Frontline. I haven't seen this one before. It's called Cheney's Law. It's on PBS on the Eastern, over here in the East. It's on at 9 o'clock. It's Dick Cheney looks to expand the power of the presidency. I haven't seen that one yet. I've seen The Dark Side, but I haven't seen this one yet, so I figured give the word out that it's on tonight at 9 o'clock on PBS. So if anybody wants to check it out, you know, it's on.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Bob, I read that, and I'm in tears at the end of it. Have you ever heard that?
I wish you'd email that to me so I can put it in the publication. I know the people would appreciate it.
I will certainly do that. And is it not true? And you know, from the psychological aspect, I mean, people are living in fear today. They are living in abject fear and terror. They do not know what's going to happen tomorrow. They're being pumped all full of fear, whether it's economic woes that, you know, that they may not have a job or their house is being foreclosed upon. They know the economy is going south. They know we've been in a recession. They know the prices are going to continue. And people, Bob, are living in abject fear and terror out there today. I mean, and it's the most disgusting thing that I have ever experienced in my life. And from a country, Bob, that we were the shining example of freedom and liberty, of economic opportunity. That anybody that came to this country and learned a language and worked within the system, you could be anything that you wanted to be. And now your choices, well, let me just say they've been severely curtailed. Let's go back to the phones here. Jim in Canada. Hello, Jim.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I've got way too many points to go through, and you just brought up another one that maybe tops them all. And it's that four-letter word you just said. Maybe it's the worst of all, and that is F-E-A-R. Because as I look through the things I wanted to talk about, it touches all of them. You are right on the mark with that word. Please stick on that. The first thing I was going to say, frankly, I can't believe that you're not getting a bunch of calls today from people pulling their hair out about the devastation in these markets. This is insane. I don't have any stocks, but it's driving me crazy just to see it, to witness the destruction of pensions and everything else. Perhaps all the people that own these things are out working right now. I don't know, but that's my first point. I'm quite shocked by the... Even though you gentlemen have been predicting this for a long time, when it happens, it's still tough to keep your composure, I think. So I'm impressed that you can do that.
Yeah, Jim, part of the problem here is that it's the psychological aspect of this. And I would invite all the listeners to today's program, if you can't listen live tomorrow, that's fine. You can go to our archives, which we have for free out there. Okay, we do not charge you for this, even though we are going to come up with a premium package. Even though that we have broadcast quality in those archives right now, we're going to up it to about 128K, I think that it is, and you're going to be able to get newsletters from the network as well as the first on special deals that are out there, and we're going to be charging a whopping $14.95 for that. But the free archives and the standard format we have right now, that'll never change, because for me, this information, we are in a battle with the non-information coming from our controlled media versus networks such as this that are desperately trying to get the voice of freedom and liberty, but more importantly, the facts and the truth out to the people. So for tomorrow on Cash Flow that airs from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time with my friend out there in Hollywood, in Beverly Hills, as a matter of fact, James Martinez, we're going to address the psychological issues. So this is going to be very important. I want you folks to tune into that tomorrow. I'm sorry, Jim. I had to do that. I had to fit that into the program somehow today, and you were it.
That's fine. No problem. For your majority American listeners might find the following interesting. For those of us who've been accumulating gold, let's say through last year, outside of the U.S., the return on the precious metals has been less than spectacular. It's been there. But what Americans may not understand is that because the American dollar, in which these gold and silver is valued, dropped so much last year, that when you add that loss with the increase in the gold and silver, the overall return for it, at least Canadians, was not dramatic. So an interesting question, I think, for Bob is, I've heard you mention that you believe the Canadian government is heavily into the markets to keep the Canadian dollar from further appreciating against the U.S. dollar. What is going to break first? Is the Canadian government going to give up and let their currency rise further, or is gold finally going to kick into gear and just accelerate first?
I think gold will kick into gear and relieve them of their responsibility to keep an inexpensive Canadian dollar. And you know, when you think of it, I've talked very often about competitive devaluations, and almost all the countries are doing it versus the United States. And, you know, you say to yourself, well, how can we have free trade when we have governments like Canada, but more likely China and Japan and others, that have been making their currencies cheap for many years? Canada didn't do that previously. They are now, but it's understandable why. They're exporting over 80% of what they produce to the United States, and they want to remain competitive so that their products won't get uncompetitive in the market. Natural resource country, Canada,
I think perhaps still about 25% of GDP overall could come from natural resources. I certainly know that in provinces like British Columbia and Alberta, and to some extent Quebec and Ontario, that they have large production of different kinds of natural resources. That's going to tend to continue to make the Canadian dollar reasonably strong, if not stronger. One of the problems with competitive devaluations is how you do it is you go to the printing press and you print, in this case, Canadian dollars. You then take the dollars and you buy U.S. dollars, and then you take that money and you buy U.S. treasuries. And that's very inflationary.
Yes.
So if they're going to defend the Canadian dollar by deliberately making it cheaper than it should be, then the price they're going to pay is higher inflation. And eventually the trade-off isn't worth it. Canada is being very negatively affected in Quebec and Ontario in industry, and particularly in the vehicle industry. Yeah. I pointed it out over 5 years ago that they'd get hit like northern New York State, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Missouri, all producers of vehicles, which are now, for the most part, going to be produced in third world countries.
If I may interrupt you for a second, Bob, just on that note, the world saw last week India announcing a $2,500 car. Would that even cover the medical cost of producing a North American car, if you follow me?
Yeah. The cost of production here in the States, yeah.
You know, America found out between 1780 and 1800 when they decided to have a mercantilist foreign policy and economic policy like the British had, that they would give that a try, and they get slaughtered. And they immediately moved to tariffs because they had the same problem with China in 1792 as they have today. Inexpensive currency and very, very, very cheap labor. Probably even worse then than it is now. And so if your citizens can't compete and they can't make any money, well, why don't we just, you know, ask China if they want to merge with us? The whole thing is ridiculous.
Well, and Bob, what they're doing right now is the Chinese money that we made for them by way of this trade imbalance and all the corporations that have hightailed it to China for their slave labor, they've made, the government's made the profits over there, and now they're buying into our U.S. banking institutions. So, in effect, they are doing that. We are in bed with them. They have become our partners in more ways than one.
Well, you know, it's interesting that most of the infusions of capital have been into large corporations, and which really I don't think that the elitists in America want to happen. And now they're buying up the banking and the brokerage businesses, and if they keep that up, then they're not going to belong to the elitists anymore. They're going to belong to foreigners. And eventually the foreigners are going to say, well, we have not had any word as to what goes on in the corporation. And now that we own 40 or 50 or whatever it is percent, we would like to have a say in what's going on. And that's when things are going to change dramatically.
Jim, I thank you for your call. We're running short of time. And I appreciate your call very much. Bob in D.C., in the District of Criminals. Hello, Bob.
Yes, hello all. Bob Chapman, I have a question for you regarding the euro currency system. And I was just wondering, if that were to dissolve, what would alert you to this beforehand if it were to break up? What would cause it, and how could you maybe get a heads up on it before it really took real flight?
Well, some of the things that are happening today. Number one, 65% of Germans don't want the euro. 70% of German women don't want the euro. Italy blames all their problems on the euro, and they have for some time. The Germans are very unhappy that they have this tremendous trade positive balance and current account balance and surplus, and others within the now 13, or is it 14, of the 27 European Union countries are in the Eurozone. And a lot of some of those new countries are weak, and I didn't think that was a good idea for expansion. At the same time, if you remember, about 2.5 years ago, France and the Netherlands decided in referendum that they didn't want a constitution as it was presented. And what the bureaucrats have done at the European Union in Brussels is they've made an agreement, as it's called, rather than a constitution, and all but a few items were in that agreement. In December, they approved it at a meeting in Portugal, in Lisbon.
Bob, hang on a second. We've got to take this break. Bob, hang on a second if you've got any follow-up here. By the way, Bob, you don't work for any politicians there in Washington, do you?
Not right now.
Okay, good deal. Hold on, Bob, and I'll take Mike as our final caller on this edition of the National Intel Report.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
By the way, a caller wanted to know who wrote the poem that I had read, and that was Thelen Pawke. And more importantly, there will be a copy of that available at the top of the page on republicbroadcasting.org. Bob, go ahead. We're running short of time, sir.
Follow-up.
No, you were going to take that last caller. Let's give him a shot.
Well, hold on. Bob, go ahead. Anything?
Oh, yeah. One quick follow-up. If it were to happen, how rapidly could it take place? And I'll just sign off with that.
Thank you, Bob.
And specifically what?
He's gone. Basically, he's looking for the bomb to go off.
Well, as I said earlier, I don't know, and neither does anybody else, and I know that they're trying to extend it as much as they can, trying to be able to gain as much time as possible. So you can't put a timeline on it. It's just impossible. It's coming. But I don't know when, and it's not going to be more than 5 years, that's for sure.
But there's 100% certainty that it is going to happen. It's just that it can
happen.
That's
correct. It could be interceded with by, you know, a false flag terrorist attack in the United States, invading Iran, invading Kosovo. I mean, there's a number of things. They might even bomb Venezuela.
Yeah, and take over Hugo's oil fields. I'll tell you what, Mike in New York, I've got two callers left. Mike, if you'd make it brief, please, I'd like to get Patrick from the UK in as well.
Sure. Hi, John. Hi, Bob. Bob, with the Bank of America purchase of Countrywide, why didn't they wait until Countrywide went bankrupt instead of assuming the liabilities with a buyout?
You know, there's one thing about Lilliputians, and they're always very logical.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that.
And this is not a logical thing, because they didn't want the world to know that the company was bankrupt. That's why they came in and did what they did what they paid for the company.
I mean, you'd have to be as blind as a bat, you know, not to realize that they were, you know, going belly up.
Yeah.
It was a setup.
Well, and they've got $2 billion in mortgages.
So won WAMU when J.P. Morgan Chase takes them over.
Yeah, okay. Bank of America $2 billion in mortgages written with Countrywide. So they basically got it at a steal for $4 billion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but who knows what the liabilities are? I mean, the liabilities could be gargantuan.
But, you know, I'll tell you, that's all backed up by the Fed, I promise you.
Sure. Gents, I know you got Patrick on the line, so I'll save the sports results till next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
1-1.
Yeah, correct.
Patrick in the UK, you have the last word, and you got about a minute and a half.
I got you. Thanks a lot. Very quickly, Northern Rock, I know I'm on about it. This week, as Bob probably knows, Goldman Sachs are officially running Northern Rock in the Treasury in the UK. They sold £2.2 billion worth of mortgages to J.P. Morgan officially. Just, I'm writing a piece on this. What will be the commission, Bob Chapman, what will be the commission to Goldman Sachs on that sale? £2.2 billion of mortgages sold to J.P. Morgan from Northern Rock.
That's really hard to say. It was negotiated. Yeah. It could be anywhere between 2 and 10%.
Crikey. Yeah.
And
well,
one of the things that really gets me is they want to keep the board. I mean, the board was a disaster.
It's like the mafia on an ethics committee. But briefly, last point, I'll be gone in 10 seconds. Please play back, John Samuler, the interviews of Alistair Darling with the BBC. The man is talking gibberish. He's not even identifying the crisis. But it's getting worse here. It's so sad. It's gone beyond comedy now. But I'm glad to thank you for clarifying that.
All right.
I'll write that in my piece.
It's the comedy and the tragedy. By the way, Bob, I've got a visitor from the past being emailed over to you as we speak, and I was just told that it has gone through to you, so you have that. Ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for us today. Be back with you next Tuesday with Bob Chapman, and do me a favor for all the people that tuned in today, email your friends, have them tune into this program, not for me, but for them. Thank you, Bob Chapman. See you next Tuesday.
I love doing the program.
Thank you, sir.